From Entrepreneur Media, this is Problem Solvers, a show in which entrepreneurs do what entrepreneurs do best, solve unexpected problems in their business.
We were completely wrong.
And I'm just like, it's not selling.
It was like, we have to start from scratch.
I'm Jason Pfeiffer, the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine. People talk a lot about company culture these days. With the job market tightening and the war for talent heating up, I think we're going to hear even more about it, about sane hours and work-life balance and perks, and that's all good. But we here at Entrepreneur, when we talk about this sometimes in the office, we wonder, how far is this going to go? Because most company culture-obsessed places are of a certain variety. You know, they're young, they're in young industries, they're maybe startup and tech-focused. But when is it going to be the kind of thing people talk about in notoriously cutthroat industries, where people seem to take perverse pride in working crushing hours and tormenting each other? Industries like, you know, entertainment and big-ticket real estate and finance. And can company culture be the solution to those people's problems?
Tammy Halton Party had a problem, and that problem was Los Angeles.
That's Joe Cohane, executive editor at Entrepreneur, and he talked recently to a woman who had taken her lumps in both entertainment and real estate and decided that she would completely upend every assumption we have about how a real estate firm operates, and he's going to take it from here.
Okay, so Tammy's problem wasn't Los Angeles per se, but the way the city's two leading industries, entertainment and real estate, operated. Because look, I don't know how much you know about entertainment and real estate in Los Angeles, but they can be a little nasty.
Well, I worked for Sharon Stone in her heyday when she did Basic Instinct, and it was a very I learned a lot. It was a very difficult job, and when I got out of there, I remember thinking, I will always be kind to everyone from now on. I would never take these approaches. You know, I think it's just not worth it.
Tammy eventually got out of showbiz, and she did what many entertainment veterans do. She went into real estate. She signed on at a corporate realty firm as a contractor, which is the usual arrangement in the industry, and she got to work. And she found very quickly that she had an unusual talent for connecting with her customers.
Here's the thing. Real estate's a very, very emotional when people are buying and selling real estate, and I'm a connector. So my goal is like what I would do is I would do things where I would mirror them. I would, you know, I would relate to them. And it wasn't about, I think a lot of real estate agents get up there and it's all about making the commission. And for me, it was a lot more about connecting with them and seeing what they wanted, seeing what their goals were, seeing, you know, real estate's a big, huge life decision. It's emotional and it's financial. So I definitely have I'm a numbers person. So I definitely have the financial end and also the intimate connection made on each transaction of like, you know, did you have a death in the family? Are you having a baby? Are you getting married? What is it? And how can I help in every way? It's not about selling and buying a house. It's also about their entire experience, their life experience for each client.
Now, usually when you think of big ticket, big city real estate, you think of sharks, right? You think of the sort of person who would sell his own mother for a shot at an oceanfront listing in Malibu. But you certainly don't think of nurturing maternal types. But that's just what Tammy was. So obviously she got eaten alive, right? Wrong.
First year I sold $32 million. I made about $750,000 my first year. And I realized I was really good at it.
She was really good at it, but still, the way the industry operated left a bad taste in her mouth. It recalled her experience working in entertainment, the experience she was trying so hard to put behind her. She thought the contractor model, which is meant to inspire competition between agents, even if they work at the same company, was actually bad for the agents and the company.
The independent contractor model is the norm. It's like a dinosaur. It's always been that way. The upside of it is the independent contractors, if they're really good, the top 5% can make a lot of money. But the average agent in California makes $57,000 a year. So only the very high end make 500 plus. So and everyone thinks they're going to sell and be this superstar, but they don't realize it's like when you're an independent contractor within a company, it's like you are your own little business and you're competing against all the people you're actually working with. So it doesn't make sense to me.
Also, she noted that many of the agents only wanted to represent both the sellers and the buyers in a transaction at the same time so they could make more money.
I felt like the seller wasn't getting represented correctly when I was the seller. So I just thought that was not the way to do it within real estate.
Seeing this sort of thing day after day, unhealthy agents, underserved customers, frankly bummed her out. She was raking in money, but she didn't feel any better. It was like she was back working in entertainment again.
I felt so empty as a person I never wanted to feel that way again. And so, and I know that, and I was like, nobody wants to feel this way. Like, it's horrible. It's a horrible feeling.
So Tammy did what so many entrepreneurs did before her when they found the status quo intolerable. She quit to open her own business, and she decided that she was going to build a culture in her company that she felt was so lacking in the industry as a whole. And she started by doing something counterintuitive.
Well, the first five employees had never done real estate. You know, to be honest with you, they were people that I trusted and connected with.
We'll get deeper into the story after this break. My wife and I recently got a book deal. So, yay, exciting. But then the contract came and I needed to print four copies of the last page and have us both sign them and then mail it to our agent. And we don't have a printer at home and the nearest mailbox is four blocks away. And seriously, this whole thing took a week. I just kept thinking, there has got to be a better way to do this. And there is. SignEasy is an easy-to-use, simple, and legal way to digitally sign documents. You can sign them yourself from anywhere and on any device, or send documents to customers, partners, or colleagues for signing, and even track the progress of documents and get notified when one is signed. Or, let's face it, if you were my agent wondering, where is this contract already? You could have used SignEasy to send me a reminder. Please, 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 let us all agree to stop fussing with documents you have to print and sign and put in a mailbox. SignEasy is faster, easier, and safer. To get started for free, go to getsigneasy.com/podcast. Again, that's getsigneasy.com/podcast. And now onto our second sponsor. I was about to start recording this spot here for our new sponsor, ProsperWorks, but I wanted to know what someone who's used many CRMs thinks, because that's what ProsperWorks makes, a CRM. So I walked over to one of our sales guys, Jim, and I said, Jim, tell me what comes to mind when you hear the words CRM. And Jim sighs, and he says, they are so tedious. And to this, ProsperWorks says, we totally agree. ProsperWorks is a CRM company that knows CRMs are notoriously complicated and inefficient, but its software is the opposite. By integrating with tools you're already using and eliminating repetitive tasks with automation, ProsperWorks makes a beautiful, easy-to-use system that drives productivity to help you and your team sell more faster. Try ProsperWorks today for free using our link prosperworks.com/loveyourcrm. Again, prosperworks.com/loveyourcrm. Okay, let's get back to the story.
Second, she put them on salary, which is basically unheard of in the business.
It did get difficult to explain to people, saying like, okay, you know, you're going to be salaried and this is really the max, you know, you're going to make about $200,000 a year, because a lot of people that are entrepreneurs in this, they want to make a lot more. But I think when people are actually out in the real world of real estate and they realize that it's really hard to do that.
Third, she banned the infamous double pop.
My real estate company, the listing side, which are the sellers, are only represented by listing agents, and the buyers are only represented by buyer's agent. There's no repping on both sides.
And finally, she committed perhaps the biggest heresy yet, this time regarding commissions.
Traditional agencies, they're all stuck on their split. Like, they want that 90-10 split. They want the highest split they can get. And the conversation for me is about, you can have a high split at a different company, but how much money are you actually taking home in your pocket? I do a 50-50 split with buyer's agents, but I give them all their leads. So they're not doing the work of going and getting leads and trying to find people and competing and, oh my, you know, creating their own little business. I literally hand them a lead. And then they don't have to, they can do a great job for that person because that's the only job they're doing. We were basically creating a new way to do real estate.
The way Tammy set up her company, the agents are freed up to really connect with the customers, and they're not working against each other. They're not stepping on each other's feet. They're not cutting each other's throats. They could theoretically enjoy themselves, enjoy their clients, become friends, enjoy time off. They wouldn't make top money, but they were guaranteed very good money. And because there was a lower split, the company would make more off of each sale. And all that really happened. Tammy's experiment worked, and people took notice.
The buyer's agents are out there talking, and they're seeing the new cars that my buyer's agents are driving, and they're seeing that they're happy, and they actually have a life, you know? I mean, they actually have time off, and they can actually have a life and do real estate. I think that's a big draw for people.
Right.
And they're not competing within the company. Mm-hmm. You know, they're actually having fun within the company.
Yeah.
Is huge, too.
The company, now called Halt & Pardee & Partners, has grown by about 20 to 30% a year since. They now have 78 employees and have been raking in honors and awards. And Tammy, scarred as she was by her misadventures in Hollywood, keeps going deeper with her nurturing, humane approach to management. And this, frankly, is where it gets a little radical.
And one of the big things in the company now that we're so much larger is teaching them how to connect with each person, the client. And in order to do that, you have to be connected within yourself. So I work a lot on actually personal development of my tribe. I mean, that's that I do mostly work on that at this point. We go so far as to do life boards every year with our employees. And it's not just about what are your goals in business. It's about what's your, you know, we call it big love. What's your relationship goal? What's your goal? We call it all about me. Your individual goals is your, like, what do you want to do? Lose weight, work out, travel. What do you want to do? And then like our thing, we have another one. It's called, we call it the fingerprint, which is our community. Like, what do you want to do in your community? And then also on your tribe, like your relationships and your family, what do you want to do? So we do life boards together, and then we support each other on each person's goal throughout the year. And then I give them what I call the bucket list money at the end of the year to do whatever it is on their vision board that I can help them financially do. So I give them anywhere from $1,000 to $2,500, depending on the person and the position, to fulfill the goals that they've set out for themselves. I'm a very love-based leader. I mean, I come in and I hug everyone. I talk to them. I know what's going on in every part of their life. And that's not the norm. We're a very uncorporate type of a business. To me, it's like, I want to know what's happening, you know, like a wedding. You know, I help pay for their wedding. I want them to be a whole person. And I think that with that, there's a lot of dedication and a lot of people that will stay with you because it feels good. Because it's about living on your daily, it's about the journey every day. And the journey is really fun and good, and it's not all about the money at my company. I think that people in the business kind of poo-poo my model sometimes, or they used to, and now I think everyone's very interested in it because the traditional model, the margin there is only 2 to 3% of profit in the traditional brokerage model, and mine is much higher than that. Mine's like 12 to 22%. Well, but I have a much higher profit margin than a traditional brokerage does, much higher.
But for Tammy, culture needs to be the top priority. And if you get the culture right, profit will follow naturally. Her company is flourishing, her clients are well-served, and her employees are both happy and productive at work. And finally, so is Tammy.
To be honest with you, the only way I would be happy doing this is the way I'm doing it, because it fills my soul. Like, my employees love me, and I literally love them. We've had a lot of ups and downs, people, you know, deaths and all these things, and it's like we're all there for each other. And it feels good. It warms your heart. It's like not, it's not all about the money. Everyone thinks it's always about the money. It's like, are you going to die with $1 zillion? You know, if you just love people and you enjoy the journey with them and they enjoy you and love you and you can help them grow, like all of these people have grown from me. And that makes me proud. That's the best thing that I've done for my people and for myself, to be honest with you.
And that's our show. Problem Solvers comes out every week, so to make sure that you don't miss an episode, please subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. If you love what we're doing, please also leave us a review. It totally helps us reach more people. That's our problem solving right here. And of course, there are a lot more stories like this one, along with practical advice on how to start and grow a business in Entrepreneur Magazine and on our website, entrepreneur.com. Problem Solvers is a production of Entrepreneur Media. Our producer is Nathan Latka. Again, my name is Jason Pfeiffer, and I'm the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine. Let me know what you think about the show. You can find me on Twitter at HeyPfeiffer, H-E-Y-F-E-I-F-E-R. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.